We're back, bitches. Okay, lots of tea is happening. What up? What up? Last.
It's your favorite boy, Bruno.
And your favorite boy, Brian. Anyways.
Now, I know all four of you have missed us.
Let's just not even talk about it. Tea number one.
Yo, we have juicy shit today.
But before we get into that, let's pay our respects.
Of course.
When did she die?
Oh, we're going straight into it.
I don't think we should talk about somebody leaving a group and be like, you know who also left the group? Stop. That would be rude.
No, yeah. As many of you guys
that connected so well.
As many of you know.
Or not.
Everybody knows.
That'd be awkward if somebody was finding out through this.
Yeah, so ex-FX member Sully left this world. She passed away. She committed suicide. I think it was like a month ago, right?
October, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Not a month, though. Like, it was like late October. It's November, so. It was late October, though.
Almost a month ago. She was an FX member. Apparently, my co-host didn't know. Her real name is Choi Jin Ri. Was. Sorry. I laugh because it's so awkward. But right. Yeah, so I'm like the biggest FX stan, so. Electric. It was kind of sad when I found out.
Electric shock.
Yo, it was wild. I just woke up for some reason. It was like 4 a.m.
My mom told me that she died.
How the... I opened Instagram. The first shit I saw. Sully dead.
I mean, mine was Twitter moments.
And I was like, wait, it's not April yet. What kind of a joke is this?
At first, I was like, who's Sully?
It was so sad.
And then I looked into it. No,
it's even sadder when you realize how, like, she was getting all this hate. Because she openly talked about how she had depression and stuff. And, like, how she was like, why are these bitches so mean to me? And she, like, kept asking SM, like, can y'all do something about this? And
why were people mean to her?
No, they were just mean to her. Because she was always, like, she didn't really give a shit about what people thought. She was, like she wouldn't wear a bra sometimes because people would be, like...
Hyun doesn't wear a bra. Nobody's talking shit about her.
Why are you looking at her, though? No, she, like, she didn't wear a bra sometimes. One time... And, like, they criticized her for that. So then she just wouldn't, like, I think she did it again. You know, because she was like, I do whatever the fuck I want, you know? Mm. Point is, yeah, she passed away. Next topic.
Wait, what?
So, yes, our condolences for Sully and her family.
And I heard they're going to pass
The Sully Act?
Yeah, the Sully Act. That's probably not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
People are dumb in Korea. Oh.
No tea, no shade.
Anyways, speaking of tea,
this is the actual tea though. Should we validate the IVE's one lineup? Because people are always just like, no matter what comes released, let's respect the lineup. But I'm like, those girls shouldn't have been there.
Half of those girls know that they weren't meant to be there.
Yeah, but then when it comes down, they're gonna be like,
but he told me if I pleased him.
Don't say that.
No, it's serious. Like, they know damn well that they were... That, like, they can't just stand there when the show was airing, and they were, like, being like, you're a part of it. Like, they'd be like, oh my god, really? They know damn well they were not meant to be part of that lineup.
They were shocked with the number, not that they were in the group, yeah. Probably. They're like, wow, number 48. I thought it was gonna be number 8.
But she was really meant to be, like, 11. They literally moved every single Japanese member all the way down.
Which is so disrespectful. And now I'm thinking, you know how there's a Produce 101 right now for Japan, whenever? For boys, like 101 Japanese members? I'm a plot twist of the century. The final lineup, the first three are Korean. They just come out of nowhere. They're all like,
no, 12. And it's wild because, like we were saying, the first one was supposed to be Japanese.
Mm.
And, like, Korea can't stand having the number one being Japanese.
You know, like, they're not even, like, slick about it. That's the weird thing. That's just what's crazy. It's like,
because the actual lineup leaked.
If you're going to make it a public voting, then change it where it's not noticeable. But if there's one girl that's been rooted as number one from literally the audition,
like Produce 101, the first one's if Somi would have been like 11th, that would have been like obvious because like she was the most popular, she was getting the most votes.
It made sense for her to be number one,
and they've already admitted that they didn't tamper with the first two seasons.
Was Sakura center in the song? Nico, was she center?
I don't remember. I'm sure.
They always talked about how she did it. They always talked about, like, in the comments, they were like, every girl's winking but her.
I think you brought that up.
Yeah, because everybody's like, because, like,
we were watching it and you were like, every 13 seconds somebody winks.
Because in Produce X, Produce 101 Boy, 101 version, like the, not 101.
The guy
the
one?
Group 101, their version, there was this guy that winked at the end of the song, like at like the last
second. She's an AKB48?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
She's part of one of the provinces group. Like, I think the Osaka one or something like that. She's not like...
Oh, yeah, because he's...
No, she is part of the main one, too. Never mind. She's, like, super popular, that one, too. But so is Natto. Is that her name, Natto? Natto's in AKB48, too. She's in the lineup as well.
Oh, well, did you know that? Did you know that one of the...
She's so cute.
It's so random, because one of the AKB48, whatever the actual group, the member group, it's one of the girls went to Mexico to film
And she died?
Like a... To film a drama, like, it was really popular, like,
in Mexico? And this,
yeah, it was, like, a soap, like, a teen soap opera, like,
Mexico?
A singing one, yeah.
Was it Japanese?
No, it was in Spanish.
She spoke Spanish?
It's kind of funny. You might watch her be in the group. No, the whole part of the show was that, like, she was going to Mexico with her family to, like, make business, but they got into an accident, so her memory got wiped, and she couldn't go back to Japan.
So she woke up speaking Spanish?
So she joined, like, part of the singing group that, like in the high school, they made, like, a group, whatever, of singing, and...
Did she speak Spanish the entire TV show?
It's kind of awkward, because everybody has, like, a mature voice, but then she hits you with that...
They're like, well, then she's like... Hola.
So she was second. She's second. The second girl.
Yeah, I know that, but wait, she was meant to
I don't
to
know
be-
if she was in it.
Oh.
So obviously it's number
it
one.
Why did you have to Google search it? You know what would have taken two... Where the fuck is my phone? You know what would have taken 2 seconds to figure it out? If you literally just searched the video and press play, it would have shown in the first 3 seconds.
I mean, we got all the time in the world, so...
Produce 48. That's like my favorite
one. We are at 7 minutes.
That's like my favorite one. I love that song.
To be honest, nothing will top 101. Speaking of 101, though, since we're already on the issue of controversy,
she was fucking center.
Sakura?
And she was. It's always that thing of, like, if you're the center in the song, Sakura. Yeah, if
you're number one.
Yeah, you're number one. Do you see the other girl anywhere? Actually, she's probably right next to her.
She's probably like right in the back. Wait, now that you think about it, she's not there.
Yeah. So it just, like, they weren't even thinking about it. See. At least if you're gonna do that, why would you make her center? That made like
no sense. And not
why
even you that. You've gone through like at this point it was 3 seasons.
They could have manipulated it during the show and be like, oh yeah, you're gonna be number two. But the fact that they made her center in everything in the final lineup, number
and
two.
And then Sis ended up with two.
That makes literally like y'all made it sus. Like if y'all didn't do that, nobody would have investigated.
It's petty.
Probably.
It's really petty because it's a Korean show, which makes sense. Like they're like gonna be petty about it because it's Japanese and like Korea. But it doesn't. It's shady.
But Sakura was the most popular. She had like a natural, like raw. Not raw. She had like a organic. Like not organic. What's the word? She had a natural sense of humor. Like she was compared to all the Korean girls who know how to like act in front of the cameras. Produce 48. AKB48 is designed to like.
Well, she's got experience. Like, she's got real experience.
The whole group is designed to make the crowd feel, like, happy and, like, to be themselves, you know? Versus, like, Korean trainees or Korean idols. They're, like, not designed, obviously.
Supposed to be, like,
they're supposed to be perfect and then also do the fan service while, like, all the Japanese members, they're just literally being themselves because that's what the crowd likes. And then on top of that.
Well, yeah, because we watched that video where they were, like, judging them and they were like, wow, they're really good.
Right.
Got a D.
And they're like, if she got a D, what did we
It was so awkward.
We got like me during school.
Speaking of school, guys, the first.
I don't know what the second way is. Well, what does it do in school?
I don't know.
So Woo Jin got kicked out of Stray Kids.
Did he?
Okay, actually,
he technically didn't.
If you think about it,
it literally says that he chose to leave on his own because of no personal
sense.
Reasons.
That makes no sense because you know why?
Spill a tea.
You
know why? Okay. I think you like them more than I do some.
I don't like them anymore. But
spill a tea on that.
Okay, but anyways, like, you know how, like, if somebody's starting to leave the group, they start being distanced from, like, promotions and stuff? Stray Kids were in the middle of promotions when this whole thing dropped. Like, and, like, he was in every single performance giving, like, his 100%. I don't know why I did quotations for that. Giving his 100%, you know? Like, he was very active, like, in the backstage interviews. He's like, what's up, guys? You know? Like, he was, like, very active. So when this suddenly dropped, everybody was like, what happened, you know? It's my conspiracy. My conspiracy is that, you know how, like, JYP, no matter what, has, like, zero tolerance against, like, drugs, alcohol, anything like that? He's, like, literally, like, zero tolerance.
Yeah.
I honestly, it might break y'all's heart because it's Woojin.
He hit that pen?
I think he hit that pen. And I think JYP found out. He was like, yep, today you're done. Like, because he was zero tolerance. I don't think he would have let him, like, continue, like...
Or it was dating. Because we know what happened with Day 6.
Don't they have a two-year thing on that, though? Has it been 2 years for them?
I don't think it... Oh, maybe it has. I don't know.
Maybe that. It hasn't been 2 years. But even that... I don't think that does qualify for being kicked out, either. But he does, like... JYP even said in an interview, he's like, I don't care if they've been in a group for 10 years, or if they're... Or if they're a trainee, if they're ever surrounded by themselves, like in a club, drinking, whatever, they're immediately not drinking, obviously, because when they're of age, he doesn't care. But underage and stuff like that, you're like immediately cut off.
Well, he doesn't discriminate on age for like the drugs part, right?
No, because drugs are bad universally.
Duh, that's what I'm saying. Well, you'd expect drinking too, honestly, but whatever.
If he's of age, which he is. Is he like 22, 23?
17.
Nine. He's the oldest, so.
Well, he was born in 2012, so.
These idols are getting younger and younger.
Yeah, you'll be hearing, like, they were born in 2002. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like, if you think of the pattern of people, like, and plus, due to personal reasons, JYP would have let him take a break. Like, Mina took a break. There's one dude from GOT7.
I wouldn't call it a break, though.
She's back, okay? She's back.
Is she?
She's participating in the Japanese concerts.
That doesn't count.
And the Japanese promotions.
Japanese, for anything Japanese doesn't count. She's Japanese.
Anyways. That one GOT7 member took a break too because of personal reasons.
Which one, Jackson?
I honestly have no clue. I just know what I honestly.
Yo, Jackson's gonna leave anytime.
Yo, Jackson's taking a break every 9 days.
He's like, due to personal reasons, I will not participate in any Japanese activities anymore.
And then 4 days later, guys, new single dropping. I'm so used to seeing OT6, you have no idea.
You're like, wait, why are there seven?
You're like, yeah. Who's the new member? Jackson wild. Has like 9 full-length albums, 6 EPs.
And none of them are charted.
A live tour album. Like, he has everything. He announced his world tour this morning.
Oh, you're being serious.
I'm joking. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Coming to a city near you, Oklahoma.
Oh my god, no. He goes on like a 50-state like tour instead of 4 or 5 cities.
It's only us in the audience.
What do you mean only us? It's only you.
Anyways.
Papillion.
Speaking of Papillion.
What type of segue was that?
I don't know.
Speaking of Papillion.
I love making weird like segues.
Oh,
speaking of like Hudavi. Members leaving though.
Hudavi. That song is
the
bomb.
We're going into that one. Honestly, I don't think that she could have debuted with a better song.
She really couldn't. She really said.
And I was really worried because I was like, oh, is Sai gonna let her do shit? Is she not?
But I love how they filmed Hyuna's MV, Jessie's MV in like the same mansion. I also think,
you know what?
I also think it was
staying within that budget.
Also, I think it's the same mansion that SCT
no,
Dream.
I think it is. But
I really think it is.
But yeah. They did it so well where you can't really tell at first.
Yeah, she was mostly outside and Hyuna did it inside. I like how they did that.
I thought it was more like a church or a cathedral at first, but I don't know.
I think she was on the roof though. I don't know. Whatever.
Falls through. She falls into Hyuna's MV.
The fact that like behind the scene footage, she's like, I want to be a flower. Oh. Sorry, we were filming upstairs.
Featuring Jesse.
And then for Don's MV, he's only in a room. So in the corner, he's just...
You know what? It probably is. But they're trying to maximize that budget.
Right.
Minimize that budget.
But, you know what else we could talk about? Okay, after we talk about Jessie. Well, who would that be?
I mean, there's really not much to talk about. The song was a bop.
The song was about Drip, on the other hand. I didn't listen to it.
You really never listened to it?
I didn't listen to it. I feel like they weren't hyping it up for as much as who that
Diamonds, so Diamonds blue like a crib.
Yo, she cripping? Okay, Jesse.
And if I want your man, then I'm going to snatch him too.
Okay, she stole that lyric, if that's what she said.
She said, I'm going to take him too.
That's from City Girls. I'll steal your man, that's what it's called.
She didn't say that.
No, but that's a lyric from, we won't get into it.
Anyways. She was being, they were like, oh, so she a crip, she thinks she black now, huh? And I was like,
what's funny is that, can she speak English? I don't know.
Jessie?
Yeah.
She's from New Jersey.
She's born in New York. So she really is repping crip.
Honestly, we need 6ix9ine to testify.
You know how 6ix9ine said that there's Korean ones?
Yeah.
Like, nothing, it's gonna be Jessie.
Yo, I'm ready for him to announce that, it's like.
What did he say?
No, I don't know. But
he said there's Korean versions. I like
yeah, I know.
But he, I forgot which members, not members, like which like guys he said.
Uzi.
No, we made that joke because we texted each other. You were like Chenlo.
it's gonna be like Renjun, like all of NCT Dream.
And then like, the trainees too have debuted. They're like, the youngest in X1 who's like 15. You know, it's funny. Have you ever seen that photo side by side of like Renjun and like the youngest from X1 when they're like bowing next to each other because they're the same age? But the guy from X1, yo, they're giving him steroids. I swear to God, they're giving him steroids. Homeboy is like 6'9, like 573 pounds. And then next to Renjun, looking like 4 years old, and they're just like.
Well, you know how SM be feeding their artists.
It's so funny. Because Renjun's literally like 43 pounds. No, but today was a really sad day. Look at the thumbnail.
The first one?
Yeah, they're the same age.
I don't think so.
They're the same age. Oh my God. That was so funny.
He looks 9.
Literally, it was so funny.
Okay, well, anyway. since we were Renju's on the topic.
Renju's older. X1 is like 16. Yeah.
That's sad.
That's why it was so funny.
Actually, that's sadder.
Okay, anyways.
No, but like.
No. Side tangent. Yesterday was a really sad day for me.
Oh, I know you're going to talk about.
You know, for the past 3 days, I've been waking up to just heartbreak. Because at 6 a.m., the concert was over. And at 7 a.m. when I woke up, I was just like, I would be on Twitter right away looking
at all the videos. They don't know
what you're talking about. Oh, NCT Dream guys. They're not officially, because they're doing a song with that one group. But as of a concert-wise, when SM tweeted, they were like...
You're really far.
When SM tweeted... Why'd you move back?
I never moved it. You moved back.
When SM tweeted, they're like, the end to the Dream Tour. I was like,
wait, what?
I was like, wait, what do you mean the end? You mean the Korea one, right? You still have to go to Indonesia, right? They're going to Indonesia. Not Indonesia. They're going to the Philippines. One of the two.
Oh, so they're not disbanding.
I think this is all before 2020.
What do you mean?
Like I think this is in December that they're going to Indonesia or Philippines.
Oh, I thought you meant like this was the end of like NCT Dream.
I mean, it is technically. The 00 line is graduated.
Oh, but that doesn't matter. They just add new members.
Yeah, but...
As soon as they enter NCT 127... I didn't ask. As soon as they enter 127...
Now it's gonna be Chenlo.
I swear that bitch still stay underage. I swear to God.
He was born in 2002.
Anyway, he's 16?
He's 17. He's 17. Him and Jesus...
Why was he thrusting, though, in those videos?
That he was a joke. Like a boom boom bay. Oh, yeah, no. Him and Jisung are the same age. He's just two months older.
Than Jisung?
Yeah, he's 2 months older than Jisung.
Jisung's got that deep-ass voice.
He saw how they kept babying him. But also,
he has vocals so also.
He does do vocals.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest.
Don't need like, your love.
Okay, I only say that because he has a really deep voice. Like, it's not really...
That's true, because it's hard for him to do the high voice.
They should have just made him like a rapper.
I like his singing voice, though. It's really unique.
Actually, he does kind of...
He rapped Boom, and right? Sang in Boom. He did both. He had a verse in the line.
Oh, just a verse? Well, we know how SM like with those boom, distribution. Boom, speaking of, you know what? Can we talk about how, really quickly about how Love Talk English version from Wavy?
I thought you meant Love Shot. I was like,
no,
Love,
stop talking about
the power of Love Shot English version. Anyways,
Love Shot English version
of Love Shot. The power that would have.
They I was like, when did they release that?
You were like, oh, downloaded.
No, I don't know why all of a sudden I'm fucking getting into Wavy so much. But
wait.
I was waiting for like the countdown for the MV.
Right.
And I woke up.
Did you pre-order it?
No, I was gonna, we'll talk about that later.
Wait, what?
No, so I click on the video, and I didn't look at the title, right? Because I was just so fucking tired. I woke up and I went straight into the video. I start hearing Lucas go, you got me, see? And I was like, wait, what? Wait,
you
I fucking paused it, quit, go back into my music, played the song again, and it was in Chinese. So I went back into the video, and I was like, did I fucking, like, do a fan-made version by accident?
Why are you so extra?
And they had, no, I was so confused. And then I read the lyrics, and they were wildin'. Yo, don't they have wildin'. Underage kids in there?
Yeah,
Yang
Yang. Yang Yang's 18, I think.
19.
Oh, yeah, because he's born 2000.
Yeah.
So he's the youngest, so it doesn't matter.
I just want you to make it clap.
I just want to make you laugh. Oh my god, when he said that, I was like, yay! And then I texted you, I was like, Yang Yang wants me to make it clap, but when I actually do it, I'll get arrested. So, like, God forbid I ever go to a fan side, because they be telling me to do all these things. So at that fan side, when I do it, I dare a security guard to get me.
You pull up the evidence. Listen.
They told me to, me in the interrogation room. They told me to make it clap. So I made it clap.
Oh, she's right. We have to let her go.
Right. I would not do anything that they would not have told me not to do.
Technically, it's consent.
They consented to doing it. They said meet me in the corner and wait, drop it low for me. So what did I do? I met them in the corner and I dropped it low. Point blank. Period.
It's because they were comparing it to the Chinese version and the English version. They were like, wow, the Chinese one's so poetic.
It's just like Highway to Heaven.
And then the English version is just like sex.
Highway to Heaven English version. It was like Tango, a baby, you a bad girl, but you're mad. And I'm like, ah. Girl, the skirt, beep, beep. Girl, get your love it on repeat. And then Haechan sings, I'll make it last. And I'm like,
oh my God. You know he doesn't last. He's 18, right? I can say that.
He's 12.
Oh, thank God.
Perfect. Oh, my God. That's a nice jacket. Is your brother going to mind? This is a nice jacket.
Keep your ugly hands off of it.
I'll just, don't. Anyways, what's next? Okay.
What do you mean?
Let me finish my dream tangent. So, anyways, guys, it was really depressed because, oh, my God, it was actually so sad. I've never seen Reju cry, that hard. And he was crying so hard. And Jisoo, Haechan mentioned Mark. He was like, during this time is when I miss him more. And then, Jisoo literally, at the mention of it, they, fell to the floor and broke down crying. I was like,
oh, you can tell he doesn't like him. That's so fake.
And then Jisoo was just like, I don't know if this is the last time we'll see.
Jisung to reportedly
leave. And then everybody was crying. And then there's Chenla. Like, Hi guys. He didn't care. No, but it was.
Well, we know where his loyalties lie.
But it was so funny because, Jaemin, was it Jaemin or Jin Jeno? Both of them probably. They both took off their shirts. And Red Velvet was in the audience. SM trainees were in the audience. And Chenla's parents were in the audience.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, it was nine SM trainees that were there.
I feel like Chenla definitely owns majority of SM. His family's rich enough to own.
If his parents are smart, they might have bought some stocks.
Cause let's be honest, otherwise they wouldn't have let him in.
He only trained for 1 month.
Oh, he definitely has stocks in the company.
My man already knew how to be on the stage. He already had his own concert.
I mean, calm down.
He sang in Spanish in Portugal.
Wait, what?
They
speak Portuguese there.
He sang Spanish in Spain.
That's so awkward.
In one of those countries.
That's going to Somalia and speaking French.
Hi, guys! We were colonized by the French.
I thought it was Italy.
No, it was Italian.
So oh, we? Interesting.
Oh, you just gave out my race.
Oh, shit.
Well, a lot of people are... Ooh, the train's here.
Oh, it's going to be a hot minute.
I wonder if they can hear it.
No.
Yeah, they can totally hear it.
No. You can look here.
But my thing's quiet. My side's quiet.
That's the point. You can't hear it.
But when we play it back, probably. Anyways.
Oh, Dios mío.
So it was like really sad. But then, was it? Yeah, Jenna was talking about, he was like, don't worry, this is not the last time you'll see us. And then Renja was like, isn't that a spoiler? And I was like,
boom boom 2.0.
What he meant was, we're gonna take a selfie later, so this really isn't gonna be the last time we'll go see us.
Then disband. Speaking of disbanding, the only topic that you basically wanted to talk about today because it got you all riled up, you can take it away. Number three.
Oh, this bitch. I like how you remembered it was number three. That's so weird.
Let's just Amber say.
This is what I'm saying. This is why.
Stop speaking away from the mic.
Amber's bitch ass is caught. See, this is why I love my K-pop idols, but I give them only 99% of my love because you never know. They could be really good at hiding
it. The Indian costumes in Twice. Yikes.
The Blackpink making fun of Indian rituals. Anyways.
Right, the Indian costumes in Twice.
One member, anyways.
Yeah, she should know better.
The Lisa dreads in Kill This Love.
She killed it. I'm like, sorry, not sorry.
Anyways.
Don't be hating on her because she looks better than you.
In dreads?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You didn't even get to the actual point.
Yeah, Amber.
You need backstory.
Okay, so basically there's this black guy who's eating a sandwich. I don't know if it's inside the subway or outside the subway.
I think it was inside.
I think it was outside.
Really?
I think
I saw the video.
I think I saw the video too. I think it was outside.
You sent me the video.
Unless it was a different video. Because there was another guy that got arrested for eating a sandwich.
Okay, she can only see so many people.
I don't know which one it was. Anyways, so homeboy was minding his own business.
Was he? We don't know the backstory. We can't really defend him either. Shut up. I'm just saying, he deserved to be arrested.
Amber 2.0. Anyways, so I don't know if Amber witnessed it or if she was just judging if they were talking.
No, it's because there was a video and they recorded her watching the video.
Oh, okay, remember? Okay. So she didn't witness it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So she was like, no matter what, it's a police officer, you have to show some type of respect. And he was being such a jerk, so he really did deserve it. And everybody was like, this fucking bitch. And then, like, Amber, her first apology was to say how she lived in Korea for so long and how she was ignorant. Everybody was quick to point out the facts that she really wasn't in Korea for that long.
Sis be hopping back and forth America every, like, 6 months.
But, like, unless it was for an actual FX promotion, sis was in America, point blank. So anyway, we all knew. So yeah, Amber's racist. We all know. Cancel her.
That's you still didn't explain what happened.
I literally just explained what she said.
Anyways, it's okay. She's not in FX anymore, so it doesn't taint our image.
Now it's two members, right? I don't know which ones though.
Crystal and Victoria.
One, yeah, Crystal. There we go. Is it Victoria?
Victoria's never coming back though. She's Chinese. With this whole ban.
So Crystal's going to have a solo.
No, Crystal doesn't like singing anymore.
Oh, damn. Yo, I'm really sorry.
She never liked singing. It's because
FX is going through a lot.
It's because when, it was a couple years before Jessica.
I don't like singing.
No, seriously. It was a couple of years before she, it's because Jessica and her got scouted at the same time. But her parents didn't let Crystal, because she was Crystal's like 5 years younger. They don't let her join.
So she was 10 and Crystal was 5. And the parents were like,
Jessica trained for 7 years. So, let's see.
Jessica trained for 7 years.
Yeah, she trained for the longest time. She got scouted in, technically, if you're Hyoyeon too, I think.
No, I feel bad for Johnny. I always mentioned that.
Okay, but Jessica can actually sing.
But you know what's so weird?
Oh, bitch, Jessica's releasing the book soon. It's done. You didn't see her Instagram post? Bitch, it's a thick-ass book, too. Bitch, like when I tell you.
But you know what?
I cannot wait for her to swap those names.
She probably signed a thingy before she left.
NDA?
Yeah,
it's not about her leaving. It's just about her time as she trained as a K-pop idol.
Yeah, but she probably can't talk about that.
She can when she swaps those names. Sarah told me.
Who's the other members?
Remember, there was like a Twitter thing. It was like the fucking hilarious thing. That was funny. It's a thick ass. It's called Shine. It's a thick ass manuscript like that, and she was like signing it.
She could have. She should have titled it "Making a Star."
Well, her fans are called Golden Stars.
No, but like, you know how SM Star Maker, she should have titled the book Making a Star. Making of a Star.
Bitch, she's got tea to spill. What? Sorry, I just showed her the manuscript that she's signing.
Shine is coming together nicely. Can't wait to share it.
Never comes out.
I hate the feeling of paper. This is just making me cringe. Is she like editing it? Like,
there's markings inside. You can kind of see it.
Because her ghostwriter wrote it, and yeah. Now she's like correcting the information. Let me see. You commented. Oop! OMG, I'm gonna read every little letter.
Yeah.
Yes, love you so much. Hope it's released worldwide. Chinese, Japanese.
Only Korea.
Wow, uni so fast.
Wait, I'm gonna be mad. What if it should be in Korean?
Annyeonghaseyo, chingu. She has like a romanization on the side. You just thought about that, didn't you?
Shit. No, I think it's in English. It's in Portuguese.
No, or the first page is probably a thank you. The thank you could be in English, the book could be in Korean.
No, but yeah, that shit, that bitch is ready to spill some tea. That's a thick ass book, too. It's gonna be like this big when they print it.
They're born in America, though, right?
San Francisco?
Yeah, so it's probably gonna be in English.
Well, yeah. Except her English is kind of.
I watched her on that one Get Ready With Me thingy.
It's because her accent's. When you think about it, she's been speaking too much Chinese and Korean. She lives over there.
Oh, she's not even Korean?
Yeah.
You just said Chinese and Korean. Is she Chinese?
No.
She's Korean.
Yeah. Okay. Her parents were born in Korea. She was born in San Fran.
Yang Yang is losing his German.
He was never fluent in German. He lived there for like 2 years. Calm down. All he knows how to say is like, hello, ich bin Yang Yang.
The comments say otherwise. The comments were saying, wow, his accent's fluent. He just doesn't remember
all. Let me tell you, I've been taking German for like 3 years.
What accent do you have?
And let's be honest here. Hello, ich bin. Like, no. I'm sorry.
Ich bin, wave me up. What's up?
Genau.
Then Lucas was like, speak Germany. And then Yang Yang would go, German. And then he would start talking. That video is so funny. Because Yang X2, he stops and he's just like,
well, it's because NCT is already like a melting pot of languages, but even just like wavy.
But the fact that Thai, like, English, Yang Chinese. Yang can do the introduction Chinese. For Wavy in German perfectly fine.
It's so awkward. They always be making him, they're like, do it in German.
Not even German. They say, speak Germany. And every time he's always like, German. And then he starts talking. It makes me laugh.
It's like they don't care about anything else. He's like, that's the only reason why he's in the group.
And then Ten's like, I haven't spoken Thai yet. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
English.
Yeah. They all speak in English. Like, there's.
Kung can't speak in English.
Yeah. Like, all the compilations, it's like 3 hours of them just speak English.
Yeah, all that, like, I didn't know that.
Actually, now that I think about it, I've never heard them speak Chinese.
During interviews, they have a translator.
Just fluent English. Hello, guys, we're Wavy.
Hello, guys, we are Wavy.
Yo, as soon as they drop that English album.
Hi, guys, we are Wavy.
There's just like a random white guy with them promoting.
Moonwalking.
I really thought they would release an English form for that too.
Nah. Okay.
Well, it was nice seeing you guys again.
Wait. Should we talk? Okay, so we're so dumb.
Okay.
We talked about Jessa. We talked about Jesse.
Well,
we should have talked about Hyunin.
Well, I was gonna Dawn link it together, but then you started talking about like,
Dream.
Yeah, no, but we just okay. So Hyuna also
we didn't like debuted. It.
I kind of liked it. If I have to rank
it the song, like a
if I have to rank like all the artists that came out, I'd definitely be Who Dat Be, Flowers, Who Shower, and then Money. Sorry.
I like the pictures for Money though. I was really hyped because of the pictures.
I really thought he was gonna drop like the mixtape of the year.
Like, he should have dropped like. What's the right word? He should have dropped a fuck it up type of song, you know? That would have been lit if he was like.
But he started talking about like his feelings, and right. I was just like.
Then he was like, "All you care about is money." And we're like, oh, I wonder if
he's going to. As he's getting paid to sing it.
But I've been really into Pentagon lately. I love.
Oh, look at the time.
I love Naughty Boy. Like, that's like my favorite song that they've ever released.
OT 10 or nothing. Was it 10 of them? I don't even remember.
Well, one of them did get kicked out for dating, but he's back in the group, so where's the
He was never kicked out.
They're both on temporary hiatus. Him and Edom are
both. Speaking of Don.
Him and Don were both on Him and Don were both on temporary hiatus because the dating, but only one was kicked out.
Honestly, he
was dating that G Idol chick, Yuki, I think, or one of them.
Speaking of G Idol,
they just had a comeback. Fucking disrespect. The disrespect.
Oh yeah.
Also, wait, no. Speaking of that, they're nominated for a Mama Award for Senorita. What?
Senorita.
Everybody was so confused.
Senorita.
They're like, that was probably the most forgettable comeback that they
had. I really liked it.
Dang.
They just came back with Lion.
I haven't heard of
Snippet. Well, it kind of confused me because it was apparently like part of the
Korean thing. Anyways, it's really disrespectful because G Idol has a light stick. I don't know if they have official colors yet, but probably they're going to do promotions in the
Honestly,
US.
Groups don't really have like official colors really anymore at this point. It's all about light sticks. It's like the older groups.
I guess, whatever. But G Idol has, like, official merch. They have everything. What does CLC have?
My girls got really played.
Nothing.
Why do you care about them? What are their names? Name them.
Yoon. I know her.
I only know Soren. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Because she's co-host with
I actually really like CLC.
For the show. She also went to the Dream Show, too.
It's just funny how, like, all the Cube artists... All the rappers, they just make them sound like Hyuna.
That's true, they do.
It's so weird.
That's what made her unique. And they're like, well, since she's gone, let's just recreate her.
I mean, yeah, but like, even when CLC was still with Hyuna, like the same company, like they were just making them sound like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so confusing. I was like, bitch, they probably hate doing that voice.
Yeah.
She probably hates doing that voice because her singing voice is so fucking different.
Like, lip and hip, when she's rapping, she transitions to singing.
Like, you really think it's two people.
Two different people.
You could say featuring, like, a random name.
Literally, nobody would fucking notice. Like, it's crazy because, like, she goes from saying, nah. And she's like...
It's like so nasally.
And then she's like...
I really like her singing, though. I mean, sis can sing. I'm not gonna lie, but... Oh, my God. I don't know how we forgot.
Who can't sing?
No, not... Well, oh. I mean, twice, but like...
Wait, what?
Y'all. CL is free.
Oh, yeah,
sis is free, y'all. She's about to drop the biggest mixtape of her life, dissing YG.
But who's gonna... You know, I kind of wish that she would have never released Hello Bitches, because how iconic would it have been if she went to a new label and her first single drop was Hello Bitches.
That would have been everything. Okay. No, she's free. She's free.
I wonder what company she's gonna join, because, like, she...
She was under Scooter Braun, but, like, apparently...
Another X2NA1 member is in a different company, so people are thinking if she's gonna join. If she's gonna join that company.
No, I don't know. I hate this whole, like, anybody who leaves, they're like, join P Nation. But, like, sis could really thrive.
Park Bun isn't in P Nation. She's in
Like the meme, they're always like, make them join P Nation. Right. But, like, she could really be good there.
Imagine, you know how, like, there's always, like, an SM Town, like, family song? Imagine a P Nation song with Crush,
Yo,
CL, Jesse, and Hyuna. I like who, Don? And Don.
Oh, yeah, and Don. Don't forget Psy.
And Psy, of course. But, like, imagine how iconic that would be.
Psy Son Benim.
Somebody said, oh, which idol was it?
Oh, my God, I forgot. Wait, on the show?
It was new. She was like, somebody, Son Benim. And I was like,
Oh, you just told me.
Oh, it was so funny.
Lil Pump?
No.
Lil Pump Son Benim.
It was legit, though. Like, it wasn't somebody dumb, like... Because I remember one time...
Y'all heard it here.
No, not somebody dumb. But I remember one time, Daehyun did, like...
Speak over here.
Voldemort Son Benim, something like that. But, like, what is it? Like, she was like... I think it was Miley Cyrus or something like that.
No.
Miley Cyrus Son Benim, but something like that. But that was... It was so funny, I remember. Because everybody... She was like, Son Benim? No, it's a no.
Barack Obama Son Benim.
No, like, Daehyun did Michael Jackson Son Benim.
Yikes.
Oh my god, Barack Obama's in mini. Oh my god. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
Remember when, like,
get your fucking leg away from me.
Remember when Barack Obama is, like, the biggest Shiny fan ever?
Oh my god.
And then somebody asked him, and they're like, do you think, what's wrong with that picture?
Speaking of,
wait, what's wrong with that picture?
Speaking of, NCT a little earlier.
Wait, what?
Jungwoo?
Oh, yeah, Jungwoo's going through it. He's been gone for, like, what, a year now? Like, how long has he been gone?
Ooh! Sorry, keep talking about Jungwoo.
What happened?
I'll segue into this later.
Okay, anyways, yeah, so Jungwoo is going to come back in 2020. He won't be in the Japanese fan meets or concerts. Or no, the concerts are in 2020. Never mind. So, yeah, he's just working on his health. And Taeyong and Yuda talked about how he moved back into the dorms recently. Don't know why he left. Nobody said anything about him leaving, but he's back. So yeah, now what's your thing?
There is this, you don't know them, like, at all.
Okay.
I don't know them either, but it was like, I just saw the title and it was so shocking. I think it's a boy group, TRCNG, so like Tracings maybe. So basically these two people are suing TS Entertainment for abuse and violence.
Oh, I read that. I didn't know about that.
I think it's a boy group.
I know about TS Entertainment. They're very problematic. But,
here, I'm going to read the thing because also we're only like 40 minutes. So I need to.
No, I can run it down. I remember reading this on Twitter.
I'll quote it first. Okay. And then you can talk about it because I don't know. Ooh! Sorry. Okay, so it says, and I quote, TS Entertainment boy group Tracings members Joe Woop Yup and Yang Taesun sent a certification of contents to the agency in November to notify the termination of their exclusive contracts. Let's see. They filed the report against two individuals, including the director, for charges including habitual child abuse and injury resulting from violence in November of 2019. Let's see. It says that the reasons for their termination... that they want to terminate their contract is for a long time absence of a CEO and the agency's loss of management and the director's habitual child abuse to the members who are minors and choreography director causing injury to Wuyup. Okay.
Yeah, so basically, and like to like talk in like a little bit more detail.
You
about
are so
that.
Far away. You could not be any quieter. It's going to turn off if you move it.
I'm more comfortable like this. To talk in more detail about
it. Was that so hard?
To talk in more detail about it. Apparently, the whoever was like, what's it called, choreographer or vocal coach, whatever, whoever was like with them that day, when I don't know if it was while they're training or like after they debuted it, but they would play this game of like whoever would mess up the choreography or something, and they would get beat with this paddle or something. And then
is that
like,
a game?
They called it a game. And then, like, they would, like, get beat with the paddle and stuff. And then, like, if they couldn't move for the next round, they get beat more. You know, it's like, yeah. So, anyways, like, they're getting, it was like, hella abusive and everything.
Wait, did they record this?
Record what? The video?
Yeah.
Well, how could they? I don't think trainees
like,
have phones.
How did you found, like, what did you, how did they know?
I don't think trainees have videos. I think it's in the, like, the actual like, the lawsuit, report? They write details about it, I think, yeah.
I know you're not about to reach for that. Put it back. Crackhead.
It's not even good. Why am I reaching for it?
Yeah, you've had one too many anyway. But yeah, it's wild. Yeah. It's wild, y'all. Ooh! Negro writing evolutionized from white America passive that... That's straight from you.
As what's your name? Oh, my paper.
See paper. Ooh, that's awkward. Wait for the code.
Wait, what? What did you do? Where'd
I'm
you go?
I'm trying to go back to GarageBand.
Do the. What are you doing? Oh, did you?
Can you stop? You, stop! Wait, stop! You, stop! It's, stop!
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we're at 43 minutes.
Adventurous. Yo, we talking about our BTS concert for. Have we not recorded our...
Nope.
We haven't?
Nope.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Oh, I think we did, actually.
Did we? No, we didn't. I don't remember talking about
it. Oh, yeah, we did. We were supposed to do our individual ones that we went
we never
black,
did it.
Pink, and...
Yeah, but we never did it. That individual podcast. So it's going to be one podcast talking about... No.
Right, but we never did those two. We did the BTS one.
So we'll do that next. Nobody's home.
Well, okay, so it's also ITZY's coming to like the well, they're doing like a whole tour, like
and US we're gonna go and see like that.
Europe. I think not Europe actually.
Guess which city?
Oklahoma.
We're gonna see that.
We'll give you a hint.
I'm thinking about if I should do a 1-day trip to see 17 in New Jersey. I'm debating on it though, because I think the prices are gonna be so cheap because it's January. Why am I talking about this on the podcast?
Why are they all coming in January?
Yo, like, no tea, no shade.
It doesn't make sense.
No tea, no shade to 17, but they really tried it with these venues.
Oh my god, stop.
No tea, no shade with the United Center, really?
Didn't they sell out?
Why did they do, like, the Allstate Arena or something? Like, not even, like, Twice or Blackpink did it. The United Center.
Yeah, Blackpink went to the
Allstate Arena. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like 17, what you doing, boo?
They really thought
17's last tour was in theaters. They really upgraded. But y'all are doing hella successful over in Japan, but I don't know about over here. But who knows? It'll probably still be like good and stuff. I don't think it's not gonna be empty.
You're going.
17.
I don't know. Their music's kind of gone downhill for me.
It kind of has. Not gonna lie.
I really liked like the style that they had at first.
My everybody, Monse, like, Nice. Oh my god, Nice was the bop.
I really liked those, but now they're going too serious, and I don't really like it.
Poison.
They're so angsty.
They're very angsty. Like the last.
Like who hurt them?
Hit was fine. It just wasn't for me.
No. Oh, by the way, okay, so we were like keeping you guys updated with Pristin and like what happened, all the drama that happened.
Oh, they
and
debuted.
So yeah, four of the members redebuted with Hana. Oh my god, they didn't even use most of the stadium. That's so awkward.
Yeah, they didn't even use like.
They didn't even try with
usually,
the back.
Like
they didn't even try
for Super M. All of this was open. Like even okay, this sure. Like okay, shut up. But even like this part right here, that was open.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
This entire thing, Super M was open for.
Isn't it like super expensive to try to go into like one of those like. Like, you're leaving seats open.
The only thing that sold out, I guess, was the floor part, and that's it.
I mean, that makes sense. Okay, but Hinabia debuted. They're like a...
They tried it.
They're a... Oh my... Wait, what's the price?
$225. It's not even on the floor.
BTS is cheaper.
BTS was way cheaper. $250 was the most expensive for BTS.
So you just compared 17 to BTS? And let the fan wars begin.
You just said it first.
No, but yeah, Hinabia re-debuted. Technically, they debuted. And honestly, go listen to Drip because the song is a freaking bomb. You never listened to it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I can't even show you because it's going to get copyrighted. I'll show you.
Drip.
Yo, it's wild. They had to delete the MV because one of the girls, I think she might be a minor, but she was eating like toast with cream and it was like too sexual.
Well, didn't that one girl...
like she was laying in bed all seductively and like she was eating toast.
Didn't that one girl... In that one group, she was drinking milk, and then now she can't drink milk anymore because it was too scarring for her.
What?
Remember that one? Ugh, you know how, like...
I think this was you.
It was a famous group, but... Not Wonder Girl.
Twice.
Shit, what's the group called? Hello Venus? I think it was Hello Venus. You know, she was, like, drinking milk, and it ran down her neck and stuff. Was it Hello Venus? 600k views.
Okay, I'm gonna like block the
600k views. What are the lyrics? What group are they under?
Oh, I don't know that company. Oh my god, I'm gonna like talk so that like the microphone doesn't pick up on the song. Sorry guys, I have to do this so that we don't get copyrighted.
People complained about no Pristin.
Can you turn it down? The volume.
People complained about no Pristin for the longest time, but now they don't show this any love.
I know! It was so shady.
But all
it's a fucking good song, you're not even listening to it.
The fact that I even know that they redebuted is because a lot. So, how many members of Pristin were there?
They're all five. Well,
original.
It's like, four
original.
Of them, and then there's a one train. She was still from Pledis. They're all from Pledis. The one of them never debuted. She was like a trainee.
It would have been great if they were successful.
So they snatched her and they like re-debuted. Okay. Hello? Samira?
Pristin V vibes I was hoping for.
No, yeah. Cause it sounds like a lot like Get It.
Yeah.
They were like going for that.
Where's Kyokan?
Oh, like you didn't hear?
She stayed with Pledis.
I know she stayed, but...
Because remember she has her, like, mans was, like, 50?
That's true. I mean, sis is just looking into the bag.
She's trying to secure that bag, and she's honestly, respect.
We can't disrespect the hustle.
Give me the fucking phone!
Okay, so basically, Stray Kids are having a V Live, and then, there's only 8 members, and half of them just
give me the
depressed.
Fucking thing!
Half of them were correctly. Depressed, and then there's Bang Chan, like, can you make me feel special?
Oh, we don't stand Bang Chan, I'm
we
sorry.
We don't stand from Bang Chan. You're right, we don't.
Just hello! I'm from Australia!
I'm from extracurricular. That was so ugly. Anyways, should we call it quits? There's nothing else on the piece of paper. Warrants out for the arrest.
Talked about that, actually.
Oh, we didn't?
We really didn't.
Oh, I don't know if I talked about it with you or if I talked about the podcast.
We talked about it in the beginning, kind of, like how...
We talked about Eyes One and everything. Oh, but we went on tangent about how disrespectful
Sakura was being basically, treated. They admit... the producing director admitted to tampering with the votes for the third and fourth season of the Produce series.
And he was arrested for it. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Also, X1 aren't being paid for anything at the moment.
X1 and iZone are, like, being talked about for, like, disbanding early.
Yeah.
Because none of them basically deserve to be there.
And that's why iZone did not deserve
Rookie of the Year. What? And this makes sense because... Wait, second season. Never mind. I was like, Samuel wasn't in... But he was in the second season.
You tried it.
I really tried.
Samuel was rightfully voted out.
You really, it's so
you're
unfair.
You're so ready. You're like... But first, at least Sammy was the number one the entire time, and then totally not in the debuting group. He was always in the middle. It was always iffy if he was going to make it in or not.
Ugh.
If they would have made that voting for international, every season's lineup would have been different.
Yeah, well, they don't really want international voting, I guess.
So. Exactly, because
it's
they
so unfair. Because like Loki, I swear to God, it's they have more foreign listeners.
Produce 48, they know that if they would let international votes, it would only Japan be a Japanese lineup and then like one Korean member.
It's international and then in like a fine print minus Japan.
Minus Japan.
Because Japanese fans do not play around.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, and I don't know where they'd be getting all this money from, too. Like, there's like 12-year-old girls.
Should I buy that one seat for $225?
With right what there. Money? Interesting.
Good question.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to leave you with that. We need an outro.
An outro? Like what? Okay. Stay lit. Stay litty, fam.
Right.
Let's end it with the...
with a bang.
With the...
Chan.
With the... Let's end it with a Doyoung quote.
With a what?
A Doyoung quote.
Oh. And remember, wipe front to back.
Wait. Inspirational. Front to back?
Yeah. Wait, what?
That was wrong. Doyoung had this great quote about to not let an idol group be your entire main focus in life, because
that's
not
literally
healthy.
What BTS tells us every fucking day. Pied Piper?
No, they're talking about how they're taking over our lives in Pied Piper.
Literally.
No, in Pied Piper, they're talking about how... Oh, we can make this go for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, we really can.
In Pied Piper, they're talking about how they're taking over our lives.
Yeah, says, like how we shouldn't be so obsessed with them. Like, they're mocking us for being so obsessed with them.
But Doyoung literally says that he hopes our fans are, like, never gonna, like, make us a main priority in our life. Because
hides all my posters.
Yeah. Like he was like, let me just pull it up.
No, we're good. Anyways, guys, we will see you guys next week.
No, we can go for another 10 minutes.
You really can't.
I'll pull up Doyoung's
okay,
quote.
Okay, take your time.
And then Pied Piper.
Well, while you're doing that, we're gonna talk about FX.
It's right here. It's right here. Let me just try to find the timestamp.
Take your time.
Oh, this is awkward. Where is it? Dun, 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 Doyoung, is that it? Dun, 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 it was part two, not part one. Dun, 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 dun. Shit, is that the beginning? Oh, here it is. Dun, 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 so, dun, dun. He'll say it in Korean, guys, and I'll translate. Let me rewind it.
This is so awkward. They can't understand it anyway.
I'll translate.
You make me so
beach. Oh,
I hate children.
Dang it, I thought it was recording shit. Anyway, so...
일들은 흰색이고 뭐 나머지 일들은 검은색이라고
하시죠. Okay, so he says how guys, I kind of know Korean. So don't worry, guys. I'll interpret.
Born in Korea.
I can interpret. 그 되게
So he says like how fans look at idols as if the whole world is white and your idols are like black, you know, as in like they're the only color in your life. And how he should, like, how we should have, how we should, that you should find your own color in your life. And how, like, an idol group is only supposed to, like, encourage you to do stuff. Stuff like that, you know?
Black is the absence of cover. Just kidding.
He says, I really hope our fans don't think this way. I hope you're not only happy when you like us. You should find a source in your, an immediate source of happiness that's always constantly around you, whether it's a person or like an object, but something that's actually like you can
suddenly all your fans kill themselves.
Literally, somebody that you can see, that's be dangerous. With, and stuff like, you know, like your parents or friends or whatever. But if your only source of happiness is an idol group, it's not healthy. And he's like, I hope our fans have their source of happiness. That's not just us.
That is so emotional.
Now let's pull up Pied Piper. Oh, I'll bring up the lyrics of Pied Piper.
Oh my god, sorry. Oh, what is that? It's breaking up. I'm sorry. Oh my god. Oh no, are you there? Oh no.
Okay, here it is. Found it. Now.
It's like emotional. Yeah.
Your parents and boss hate me. Video clips, pictures, tweets, VFs, bon voyage. I know you can't help what you like, but stop. Interpret the music video later.
I told you. it's like them being like, please, like, stop obsessing over us. Like, you need
he
to,
says
like,
it's just not what it's just it's not just 1 hour. It's a whole year that will disappear.
Yeah, they're like saying like you have to focus on yourself. You gotta go like you gotta do your studies.
This
you
song
gotta
is
do
all weird.
That. I told you
the song is weird.
No, it's not. It's actually really cute.
It says you're not being punished.
Well, they're saying like we're not.
And it says come here, I'm your paradise.
Like they're trying to say like we're not you're not
you can
not,
throw a fit but it's no use, don't reject me, just close your eyes, tune your ears.
I'm telling
this
you,
this is kind of a weird song.
Poesy of 20 of 20.
Follow the sound of the pie, follow the song. It's a bit dangerous, but I'm so sweet. I'm here to save you, I'm here to ruin
it's
you.
In Korean.
I'm here to save you, I'm here to ruin you. You called me sweet, you called me, see, I'm so sweet. Follow the sound of the pie. I'm taking over you.
Yo, ITZY's not playing around. They have handwritten thanks to, like, I mean, it's in Korean, but, like, oh, you thought you were fluent in Korean.
Can
you
read that? Okay, so basically, she says, thank you, Mom.
Whoa. I actually really like this. It's really durable.
That's all JYP albums. And it was funny, like, they're all the same size.
Well, Stray Kids is going to be a little bit thinner now that
yeah, I'm a bit he's gone. Yeah, I'm a bit dangerous. I can't even handle myself. Don't worry, my hands, they're only warm for you.
Ooh.
If I'm ruining you right now, please forgive me because you can't live without me because you know all this. I'm taking over you. I'm taking over you.
I know. They're so shady. They're like saying like stop obsessing with us. Like can y'all like focus on yourselves?
He said you can't live without me. Tonight's exam. Oh.
Huh?
I had to study exam. Oh my god. I thought he said tonight.
Oh, you missed your exam.
I thought he said tonight was the exam.
See, if you weren't obsessed with BTS, you wouldn't have missed it.
I'm trying to do a work study, and I'm getting emails from people saying, hey, welcome, we're so happy to have you. And I'm like, guys, isn't it just a front desk job? Like, what's going on? And now I'm scared I'm going to have to actually do things. Okay, let's call it
quits. Well, you guys, it was so great to see you again.
It's so great to, like...
We will see you guys next year.
And make sure to donate to our PayPal.
Totally.
We should make a PayPal.
We really should. Just for funsies.
Just a funsies. It takes two seconds
okay,
to make an email.
Okay, you can make that, because I feel like you know that.
Not a PayPal, though, because then they could refund the money. Let's do Cash App. My Cash App doesn't work, though. Does yours work?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do yours.
I can't.
So, his phone number is 957. New York area code.
We'll leave the, our Cash App in the description. Feel free to donate whatever you want.
Because right now we're sitting on the floor, so if you want us to sit on chairs.
Yeah, if you want that better quality, we got you. But also, please put donation in the four, because if you don't, I have to tax it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye.